On October 28, 1834, the feast day of the Apostles Simon and Jude, Bishop Simon Brute was consecrated in St. Louis by Bishop Joseph Rossati. He had wanted to be consecrated on the Feast of the Holy Rosary because of his devotion to the Blessed Mother, but the time was too short for preparation. Bishop John Baptist Purcell of Cincinnati preached for the occasion. He chose for his text, "Simon, do you love me more than these?" The gospel of the Mass was, "The servant is no greater than his master." The next day, Bishop Brute issued a pastoral letter to his people. Bishop Purcell had had it printed for him. He wrote, "Unworthy as I am of so great an honor, and of myself unequal to the charge, my only trust is in God, and therefore earnestly calling for your prayers, that I may obtain his divine assistance, I come to be your chief pastor." He placed his cathedral under the patronage of St. Francis Xavier, patron of missionaries, and he placed his diocese under the patronage of Our Lady, towards whom he wrote, "It was in all ages the spirit of the Church that all Christians should entertain the most tender devotion." Bishop Brute arrived in Vincennes a week later. He was installed immediately by his elderly friend, Bishop Flaget of Bardstown, who had been a missionary in Vincennes 46 years before. In a letter to an Austrian charitable foundation, Bishop Brute described his cathedral. "The cathedral church, a plain brick building 115 feet long and 60 broad, consisting of the four walls and roof, unplastered, not even whitewashed, no sanctuary, not even a place for preserving the vestments and sacred vessels, only a simple altar of wood with a neatly gilded tabernacle, and a cross, and six beautiful candlesticks, a gift from France, which were much in contrast with the poverty and utter destitution of the place. The house built for the missionary and now the episcopal residence consists of a small, comfortable room and closet, 25 feet by 12, without, however, a cellar under or a garret above. A small plot for a garden lays between the church, on the other side of which is the Catholic cemetery. Nearby was a stable ready for the bishop's horse, when he's able to get one," he said. Bishop Brute described in detail the circumstances of his cathedral in order to illustrate the poverty of his new diocese and its urgent need for help in attending to the basic necessities. He pleaded for funding in order to be able to educate young priests and to build up those institutions of charity for orphans or others, without which, he said, religion can never be firmly established. There were an estimated 25,000 Catholics in the new diocese, and they were spread out in the four corners of the territory. Only two priests belonged to the diocese. Another priest in the Chicago area was on loan from the Diocese of St. Louis. In the beginning, the bishop's ministry was mostly focused on Vincennes. He wrote that the people were mostly of French descent, poor, illiterate, but of that open, lively disposition which speaks of their origin. They retain their faith, love their priests, but are negligent in attending to their religious duties. He said they are very remiss also in teaching their children their prayers and the catechism, and this causes them to forget it themselves. The new bishop was not well received in some quarters. A minister sent in an article to a Protestant newspaper. He wrote, You are probably aware that the Pope had constituted recently all this rich, neglected country into a diocese with Vincennes as its designated seat. Yea, the man of sin has already established himself there, and the mystery of iniquity is beginning to work in a fearful manner. The newly consecrated bishop has just arrived with two priests and taken undisputed possession of the now most important town in the state. A man from Evansville who had read about the man of sin arrived in Vincennes and announced that he came to see for himself. "The man of sin, you mean me?" Bishop Brute asked. "Yes, sir, I mean you. They told me that I could see you in all your infernalia." "You mean paraphernalia, I suppose," the bishop said. "Well, come inside and I'll see what I can do for you." The bishop put on his pectoral cross, a cope and mitre, and held his crozier for the man to see. "There," he said, "now you've seen the man of sin. You can go home and tell the people of Evansville about it." From this primitive setting, in 5 short years, the undaunted Bishop Brute would establish his diocese on a solid footing.